Welcome back to Unicorn Screener. Today, we're diving into Tally, a no-code form builder with a straightforward tagline. The simplest way to create forms.
Simple, flexible, and free for most uses, Alex. They're positioning themselves as a bootstrapped, customer-funded company, primarily based out of Europe, which is an interesting angle in this space.
Indeed. Tally aims to make form creation as intuitive as writing a document, similar to a Notion-like experience. They focus on long-term product development and user satisfaction without restrictive paywalls.
That sounds appealing in a market often bogged down by feature gating. What's their unique selling proposition, particularly in such a crowded field?
Their primary unfair advantage is a highly generous free tier offering unlimited forms and submissions. That's a strong hook for user acquisition. They also emphasize GDPR compliance and European hosting, which resonates with privacy-conscious businesses.
So, a robust free offering and a strong stance on data privacy. How are they doing on the financial front, given they're bootstrapped?
Tally reports $4.0 million in revenue. However, the month-over-month revenue growth is quite low, sitting at just 0.024%. That's almost flatlining for a company in this stage.
Wow, 0.024% is a surprisingly low growth figure for a company aiming for significant market presence. Does that impact their traction score significantly?
It absolutely does. Their traction momentum score is 10 out of 20, reflecting that slow growth. However, their growth score for other aspects, perhaps user base or feature development, is 7 out of 10, and activity is also 7 out of 10.
That's an interesting dichotomy. Good activity and some growth, but revenue growth is lagging. Let's talk about the founders, Marie Martens and Philip Minov. What do we know about their background?
Both co-founders have a Master of Science in Communication Sciences from KU Leuven and two previous roles in tech. They have strong professional digital presences and verifiable track records, which is a positive signal.
Solid backgrounds, but any prior entrepreneurial exits or serial founder status?
No confirmed prior entrepreneurial exits, which contributes to their founder background score of 16 out of 25. It's decent, but not top tier for venture scale.
Understood. The market for no-code form builders is fiercely competitive. Are they truly carving out enough space against giants like Typeform, Jotform, and even Google Forms?
The market is indeed fragmented. Tally differentiates by its generous free tier, the Notion-like user experience, and strong GDPR compliance. The demand for no-code solutions is surging, with 70% of new enterprise applications expected to use them by 2026.
The timing is certainly right for no-code, and privacy is a growing concern. How do they envision reaching the billion-dollar mark with this strategy?
Their path to $1 billion revenue relies on the freemium model. They plan to acquire a massive user base with the free tier, then convert professional and business users to their $29 per month pro plan for features like custom domains, branding removal, and team collaboration.
It sounds like a classic freemium SaaS play. But is that enough to stand out and generate venture scale returns, especially with that revenue growth rate?
That brings us directly to their primary red flag. Tally is an optimization play with no truly disruptive edge. They improve upon existing solutions rather than creating a new market category.
So, an incremental innovation rather than a breakthrough. That makes it tough to build a durable competitive moat, especially against incumbents with larger resources and distribution.
Precisely. While incremental improvements can build solid businesses, they rarely produce the venture scale returns expected of a unicorn. This is a consensus bet, aligning with obvious trends rather than challenging conventional wisdom.
It's not a moonshot, then. Given all this, what's their overall Unicorn Screener score, and what does it signify?
Tally scores 71 out of 100, which classifies them with an uncertain outlook. We recommend keeping a close eye on them, but they're not a clear invest signal right now.
Uncertain outlook, that makes sense. Let's break down those subscores a bit more. Founder background at 16, qualitative questions at 19, market and scalability at 9. What about execution velocity?
Interestingly, their execution velocity scored a perfect 15 out of 15. This suggests they are highly efficient in product development and feature delivery. They're building at a fast pace.
So, they're building well and quickly, but the market isn't translating that into rapid revenue growth yet. That's a critical disconnect for venture consideration.
Exactly. The high execution velocity against the low traction momentum is a key observation. They're making a great product, but the path to capturing significant market share, particularly at a high growth rate, isn't clear.
And the fact that they're bootstrapped with no external investors also means there isn't that validating signal from top-tier VCs.
Indeed. While being customer-funded is commendable, the absence of investor quality as a signal impacts our overall assessment for venture potential.
So, Tally has a strong product vision, a good team, and is addressing a growing market need with a generous free tier. But the slow revenue growth and the optimization play red flag are holding them back from unicorn status.
That's the takeaway. Tally is building a solid, useful tool that many will find value in. However, without a truly disruptive edge or accelerated revenue growth, it's hard to project them reaching a billion-dollar valuation.
A good company, perhaps, but not necessarily a unicorn. So, the recommendation is to keep monitoring for any shifts in their growth trajectory or a more differentiated strategy.
Absolutely. For now, Tally remains on our uncertain outlook list. We'll see if their commitment to long-term product development and user satisfaction can eventually translate into higher growth.
Fascinating analysis, Alex. Another deep dive into the startup world. Thanks for tuning in to Unicorn Screener.